Well, good morning, everybody. So I say he is risen, and then you say he is risen indeed. He is risen.
He is risen.
He is risen. And you notice we say is risen, not was risen. Jesus is risen. He is the risen one. Every person is born. Only one person is risen, and that is our Christ. Only Jesus is the risen one. And you and I can only live a risen life and rise ourselves here on earth, but one day to heaven, if we are in Jesus. Jesus is the resurrection. He is the life. He didn't just come to do it. He is it. And that's the incredibly wonderful news of Easter. And that is what we come here to celebrate today with a faith of a beautiful child. Now listen to this. I have to tell you, I got a beautiful Easter card. Now this was not this year, but it was, it's got this picture of the sun and flowers. And there's this little girl who wrote it to me. She's in second grade. She was in second grade. And there's me next to her. And somehow I've got hair on the side of my head, but not on the top. And anyway, the top, it says, Happy Easter. And then you open it up. And it says, Dear Father, I love when you come to teach. It's the best. You do a great job. You try your best. And I try my best to listen. I love you so much. I know you love me too. Can you come to my birthday? You see, that's the childlike faith. That's Easter, you know. And praise our Lord, you know. We are the Easter people. Alleluia is our song, said Pope St. John Paul II. I think it's very interesting. A lot of people, I'm coming to realize this as a priest. You know, we hear about all of these things. Jesus says in the Word of God, I came that you might have life and have it to the full. And Jesus says, I want you to live in me. And I am the resurrection, I am the life. And I came that you might have this incredible, full, rich life. And we hear about all these messages and we read them and then we sort of compare that to our present reality. And we think, well, something's missing because I don't feel like I have that fullness of life that Jesus is telling me that I'm supposed to have at Easter and the whole year round. Like, I think as a priest, I've come to realize that a lot of people feel like there's something holding them back from the fullness of life that Jesus tells us in the Word of God we're supposed to have. And people, it's a list of things, and it's all of us, you know. We feel that because I'm too old, or I'm too short, or I have too much work to do, I'm too stressed, I don't have enough money, I have anxieties and fears, my girlfriend dumped me, I'm not smart enough, I'm not fast enough, I'm not cool enough. I'm addicted to this or that. I don't know what to do with my life. I have too many kids and they're all crazy. I mean, like all of like people deal with this stuff and it's like all this they feel like is this is holding me back from my real life. Like this is holding me back from this fullness of life that Jesus tells me I'm supposed to have, this risen life. We're supposed to have a risen life. And then even the more serious things like when we lose a loved one or like when somebody leaves. Or like when we have some sort of illness that is very great. All of these things, the big and the small, they kind of make us to feel like the fullness of life is not for me, I guess, you know. And there's a woman. She died a few years ago. She was only 31 years old. Her name is Michelle Dupong. She was a Focus missionary. Focus missionaries take the Word of God and they're missionaries on college campuses. A lot of people apostate. They leave the Catholic faith they were raised in at college. The numbers, the statistics are horrifying. But Focus missionaries are fantastic. And this Michelle Dupong, she was one of them. And she, at one point, was very sick and she went to the doctor. They told her, you have cancer. And as time went by, more chemos, more tests, more all these things, and her trips to the hospital were many. And came to be that, well, one time she was there, and this nurse who had been the nurse for her the week before, came in, and she says, you know, Michelle was just like really in pain that day. But the nurse came in, and Michelle said to her, how was your birthday last week? And then a few months, weeks later, the doctor comes in, Dr. Ayer, and he says, I hate to tell you, but your illness, your cancer is terminal. You probably have a month. And she did. That's all she had. But when the doctor told her this, she looked at him in the eyes and she said, how are you doing? And the doctor went out and wept in the hallway because of this woman. And he says that like the way that she looked at me was Jesus. The way that she looked at me was love and peace. And I don't know, he goes back to the inside. He says, I just told you that you're going to die in a month. And you asked me, the first thing you said is, how are you? And she said, well, you looked a little sad. And she said, can I pray with you? And just like, it seems like such a simple, ordinary example, but her life was filled with these tender moments. And her cancer never did go away until it did when she went to heaven. But she lived a risen life even with it. And I guess that's what the Easter message is all about, is that maybe life will not be quote unquote perfect. There's no such thing. But that we can live a risen life in Jesus and not let that long litany and all the things that might come into our hearts and minds define our life and be like, you know what? I don't care. Like, I'm going to live a risen life with these anxieties, with these fears, with these losses, with these addictions, with these different things. I'm going to try to conform my life more and more to you, the risen one. And like, that's what the message is of Easter. We all have different tunes, but there's no tune that can contain Jesus. Jesus is in the tomb, and remember, God puts angels in there even. And your tombs, my tombs, and our lives, the good Lord sends angels there. But not only that, he sends his only begotten Son, who is the life, who is the resurrection, who is the light, into the darkness and into the drabness of that. And he says, live a risen life. Live in me. You may still be sick and all these different things, but you know what? It's okay, because I'm with you. And I will allow you, I will strengthen you by means of the sacraments to live a life in me. You will live a risen life here, even with all the stuff, and you will live a risen life forever in the kingdom of glory in our promised land. That's the good news of Easter. Amen. And that's why it is a happy Easter indeed. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.